Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, July 22, 2018, the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Eric.
Well, as you might be able to imagine, I get a number of text messages every single day, and some are more important than others. And whenever I get a text message from one of our administrative assistants here at the parish, I know it's important, and I know that I need to look at that text message and not ignore it. And so on Friday, around noon, I get a text message from Cynthia, and it says this: I have a continual flushing toilet in the girls' bathroom. Okay. I don't know what to do with that. Thank God, though, she sent that to both me and to Sean, our parish manager, which is why I have a parish manager. And so I just didn't respond. And plus, my parents always taught me never to go into the girls' bathroom. And so I thought, Sean can handle this. You know, Sean's been on the job for about 2 months now. He's got this. It's good. But being the good shepherd that I am, the good pastor, a few hours later, I thought I better go over there and just check on him. Just make sure everything is okay. And so I walk down the hall of the Parish Life Center towards the bathroom, and I see Sean coming at me, and he's wearing his dress clothes that he would wear for work, and he is sopping wet from head to toe, and he has dirt all over the front of his shirt, and he has grass in his hair. And so I did what any good shepherd and pastor would do. I laughed for about 3 minutes at him and said, "What happened?" I mean, when you think of what a sheep without a shepherd looks like, Sean Wilkins, right here in the front row with hair in his, I mean, it was a disaster. Grass in his hair, dirt all over, sopping wet, head to toe. Well, turns out he went in to fix that toilet. And he was going to take the bolt or the nut or whatever with his wrench and turn off the water to that toilet. But right as he used his brute strength, that nut popped off and the hole, like a stream of water, just kept hitting him in the face and just kept going and going and going. And he yelled for Cynthia to come and help, and Cynthia came to help, but she didn't know how to help, but just to stand there and laugh, you know? And so as everything kind of flooded and all that type of stuff, he realized he had to turn off the water somewhere, and so the main water valve is out in the front lawn, and you have to reach down into this hole and try to get in there with your wrench and do that, and so hence the grass and the hair, hence the dirt on the shirt. And my one regret in all of this, my one regret, is that I wasn't there to take video of all of this. I'm glad you're cleaned up a little bit, so. I think, though, sometimes in our life, we tend to feel like poor Sean looked the other day. We tend to feel kind of like that drowned rat in the mess of life, that we just don't know what to do with it or how to deal with the messes of life. How do we deal with kind of the raw emotions that come our way, the various things that happen? You know, I think about, you know, families who have money situations, and it's such a tough thing for them to have to deal with and add so much stress in their life. Or I think about, you know, people going through marital difficulties and just having to deal with the difference of spouses or the loss of a loved one and how challenging that can be. Or I think about bad parenting and how that has affected so many different people in our world today. Or broken relationships, you know, we put a lot of trust in someone and they let us down, and how challenging that can be in our life. Or maybe it's just the fact that sometimes we don't feel the power of God in our life. We don't know if he's present. We don't know if he loves us. And if we're honest with ourselves, we have to admit those things, and we don't like to do that. Or maybe you're sitting there saying today, "Father, I'm actually really good right now. All's good in my world." But then the reality is we have people in our life that we love and care about, and they might not be doing so good. And what do we do with them? People who are like sheep without a shepherd. How do we deal with people stuck in an addiction? How do we deal with people constantly making bad choices when they know better? You know those people. Maybe it's your own kids. You're sitting there going, oh, you know better. I raised you better. What is going on with that? Stop it. Stop it. Or maybe it's that they're constantly straying away from Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And we're going, you know better. Like, you know that Jesus is the one that you need in your life, and yet you're choosing this. What is going on with that? And we want to save that person, and yet we know we can't. And that sense of helplessness is absolutely frustrating. Absolutely frustrating. So what do we do when we're in that situation ourselves, or when somebody that we know and we love is in that situation? I think in either situation, the place to go and the answer to that is in today's psalm. You know, we all know it, Psalm 23. It's the famous psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. We all know that psalm. We all love that psalm. But here's the reality. If the Lord is our shepherd, we shouldn't want for anything else. But here's the question for today. If I asked you right now, what do you want? What would be your first initial gut reaction? If I asked you, what do you want right now? What would it be? And where would Jesus fall on that list? Where would that relationship with Jesus Christ fall on that list? You know, if I ask you, what do you want right now? Is it, boy, Bob Evans, that sunshine skillet, really, wow. Boy, I really would like it, Father, if you would just shut your mouth and let's get moving because I want to get to the sunshine skillet at Bob Evans. You know, wow, I just really want $1 million that's going to make my life so much easier. Wow, I really want, a toilet in the women's restroom that doesn't explode on me. I mean, like, what is it that you want, right? And if we're honest with ourselves, many of us would probably have to admit that Jesus is maybe second or third or fifth or tenth on our list. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. If we don't want the Lord first and foremost in our life, then we will be a disaster, and the people that we try to help will be a disaster. Because if we try to help other people and the Lord isn't the center of our life, then we try to become their savior, and that is a big mess. And if we don't want the Lord first and foremost in our life, if we don't want the Lord to be our shepherd, then we'll be a mess. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. What do we want? Do we want that relationship with our Lord? You know, a few days ago, I was complaining to a young man who I've had the ability to mentor over the past number of years. And I was complaining about a situation that I was in. I said, I just don't want to deal with this. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this. This is just kind of, it's just a mess. And I just don't want to have to deal with this at this point. And he's just coming back from a Life Teen mission summer. And so he's kind of on fire for things and all these different things. And he looks at me and he says, Padre, do you not trust that Jesus Christ is going to get you through this? And I thought to myself, darn it, for using my lines on me. You're 18 years younger than me. You should not be telling me what to do. And he was exactly right. Exactly right. Do we trust that? Do we trust that if the Lord is our shepherd, there is nothing else that we need or want? The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. So when times are tough and challenging, who or what do you go to? When times are challenging and tough, who or what do you lead your friends to? Last weekend, I talked about actually praying with people, about actually when somebody comes and says, boy, Father, or boy, whoever you are, I need some prayers, to stop and actually pray with them, to pray for the healing that they're looking for in their life. Lord, I ask that you heal them of their cancer. Or Lord, I ask that you heal them of their fear. Or Lord, I ask that you get rid of this doubt in their life. And when we do that, when we pray with one another, we not only realize that Christ has to be our shepherd and that he's the only one that we need or want, but we also help the other person in our life to realize that the Lord needs to be their shepherd and that there is nothing else that they shall want. The reality, my friends, is that the Lord has a big heart for us, every single one of us. And we see that in the gospel today in such a beautiful, beautiful narrative. And just as he had the big heart for his apostles and for all of the people that were looking to see him, I mean, that gospel is powerful. Jesus had just gotten back from his big mission with all of his apostles, the one last week that he said, go and don't take any food with you. And I said that was the most crazy thing that I've ever heard. They get back, and they're still hungry. Go figure, because they didn't take any food, right? And so they're hungry, and they're cranky, and all they want is some rest and some food. And Jesus sees all these people who are looking for him, who need him. And what does he do? He says to his apostles, forget the food, forget the nap. We're going to take care of these people who need us. He does the same thing for us. He's got a big heart for us. He wants to be with us. Do we want him as much as he wants us? I think is the big question for today. He wants that relationship with us. That's why he gives us the Eucharist every single week, to walk with us on this journey. That's why he gives us the power of confession, to forgive our sins so that we can keep moving forward. That's why he gives us the power of prayer, so that we'll realize just how much his heart wants us. But the question is, if we want anything else but him, it's just not going to work. So how do we do that? The Lord is our shepherd. May he be all that we want.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.